One of the true legends of bass fishing is Larry Nixon. And Larry, I want to reminisce a bit with you if I can. You know, the Megabucks format that Bass came out with in the 90s and late 80s, you owned it. It actually should have been called Larry Nixon Megabucks. And reminisce, if you would, about why you had success there and how important it was for you to have that success in Megabucks.
Well, when Megabucks came along, see, that was one of the first tournaments that paid $100,000. I'm not sure, but the first one may have been $70,000. And I didn't win the first one, but I don't think I even went to it because I had some kind of a conflict. But that particular tournament really suited my fancy back there in 89, 90, and 91, I think it was, 92. I won like three in a row, and then I missed a year, and then I won another one. But it was one of them deals where you had about a quarter mile of bank or a half mile of bank, and all you had to do was catch one bass per hole. And it was, I mean, that was just me. I could run right down the bank and look at my hole and see the area where a fish would live, and I'd go back over there, and lo and behold, I'd catch one. And I wound up just smoking them things for about, four Megabucks tournaments, and every now and then I'd find that sweet spot and just catch them good, you know, in one certain hole. And that format, believe me, it kind of made my career in bass fishing. It also made my pocketbook in one way, because there was about a 7-year stretch there that I got a check every year for Megabucks, because all of them was, they didn't pay you on the spot. It was annuities. And you just get a check every so often. Well, that's pretty cool. Every month, I'd get a check for, or every year, about a certain time of the year, I'd get a check for $40,000, and I'd say, holy cow, boys, sure was sweet to win that tournament 3 years ago. But I don't know. I really looked forward to Megabucks, and the format was just, you know, you got to do things fast. And so many people would try to fish the whole hole. Well, me, I just picked that one little area and spend my 45 minutes there, and it usually paid off.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, and you and I have talked about this before, I get to see just about every television program there is in bass fishing, and I've got a long history because I'm an old guy. But when you look back, and the picture that I have the most fondest memory of, and it's probably ingrained in my brain more than anything else, was at Harris Chain, and you caught a 7-7, and you turned back and looked at the TV camera, and I mean, it's what bass fishing means. It's what everything to me is bass fishing. And tell me a little bit about that. And I mean, do people come up to you and talk to you about that?
That was a sweet moment. I'm going to tell you what, I can still remember that fish jumping, because he never jumped straight up in the air. You know, most bass jump straight up. This one come out of the water like a bulldog and just paralleled the water and shook side to side. And, you know, me being an old fishing guide, I'm used to talking to people. And I turned around and I told that cameraman, I said, oh, my gosh, did you see the size of that bass? And, of course, he didn't say nothing because he's filming, he's working. But I know he wanted to answer me. And, you know, that was probably one of the greatest moments in bass fishing. And, you know, it started the Bassmaster Show. It was the opening scene on Bassmaster Show for I don't know how many years. And, Terry, I can't tell you how many people over the course of the last 10 years have told me that that was the greatest fishing scene in bass fishing.
There's no question in my mind. I mean, it fits that mold for me, you know. And you know, a lot of people, you know, that don't know bass fishing, they see that and they just go, you know, here's a guy, it's a grown man, and he's still excited about it. You know, you still got that fire. And I mean, now, you know, now you've been doing it for a lot of years since then, and you still have that same fire.
Oh, I get excited every time I put my boat in the water. You know, there's times when I want a week off, and that's probably another reason why I quit fishing bass, was because I don't want to fish 20 tournaments a year. I know that for me to keep my spirits up and keep the enthusiasm and the ability to win and do well, that I don't need to be fishing that many tournaments. And, you know, I love it. I go every chance I get. I still love it. And there's nothing more fun than getting in the boat with a co-angler that's not a real good fisherman, and letting him enjoy a good day on the water. I just can't tell you how many times I go out of my way to help my co-anglers catch a limit. You know, as long as I catch my fish, if I'm on enough fish, I'm going to let them catch their bass, because I learn so much when I fish with another person in a tournament that to try to keep him from catching part of my bass, that's not in me. I'm going to let him catch fish so that I can learn more to do tomorrow and the next day.
Well, that's what makes you a legend. I mean, there's not everybody would do that. And you know, you hear the front end and all the stuff that goes on. Sometimes it's almost a game, isn't it? But it's you know, that's just unheard of in our industry anymore. And it's really neat. You know, Larry, I got to tell you, you know, when I think of Larry Nixon, I think of Hemp Hill, Texas. You know, and Tommy Martin still, of course, lives down there. But now you live in Bee Branch, Arkansas. That is home, really. And you went down to Toledo Bend to guide. But, you know, tell me about the differences. I mean, the central location got to be good for you, right?
The central location's awesome for traveling. I mean, I'm back where I need to be. I miss Toledo Bend. You don't know how much I miss being down there and being on that lake because it's such a fabulous fishery, and you can catch them from January through December. They bite a year round. And my good friend Tommy Martin's down there, and I don't know whether you remember or not, but there's still another very special moment. Back in about 80, 79, 80, 81, you know, there was a story in Bassmaster magazine called the Hemp Hill Gang.
Right.
And that was Tommy Martin, John Torian, Harold Allen, Tommy Martin, and myself. And, you know, five guys all from the same little old bitty town make the Bassmaster Classic. Now, that's pretty darn awesome.
Well, you know, you think about it, Hemp Hill's only got about 10 people in it, and, you know, that's counting cats and chickens and everything else. So it, that is reality, you know. And we had an opportunity doing the Great Angler Debate to laugh a lot, Tommy Martin and I. And, you know, of course, I know you travel together and you guys are great friends. And one of the things I think is unique about it is I always said he should be the mayor of Hemp Hill, you know, and wear that big top hat and a big medal on his chest. But in reality, there was a whole bunch of guys down there that really cut their teeth in bass fishing and I think made the rest of us really love this sport.
No doubt. No doubt. We played a big part in raising the bar for bass and professional fishing, and then FLWs came along and raised the bar even higher. And you know, it's been a great career, and I've loved every minute of it, and I'm not going to quit anytime soon. I want to fish another 10 years if I possibly can, if my shoulder will let me. I may have to take 2 or 3 months off here pretty soon. I'm not wanting to, but, you know, I may have to take a break, and I'm not going to take this break during deer season. I'm going to deer hunt. If I have to have this shoulder fixed, it's going to get fixed in the middle of fishing season, so I may have to lay low for a while here in a year or two, but right now it's holding on. It's not real good, though, but hopefully I can fish 10 more years.
Well, you went through the thumb issue, too, on top of that. You know, you talk about carpal tunnel and the repetitive motion stuff that we do, and, you know, guys don't think about that. I think for the most part, you know, as you get up and you fish as many tournaments as you've fished and competitively as long as you have, it really puts a toll on your body, your back, you know, your hands, your shoulders, as you mentioned. It's pretty much hard work, isn't it?
It's tough on you. You know, and a lot of people don't realize that, you know, they think, well, if you'd lifted weights and kept yourself in shape all these years, you wouldn't be having that trouble. Well, that's a bunch of baloney. You know, heredity is everything in life. If your body don't function right, then you're going to have problems. And I've got a little arthritis in my family, and anytime you have a little arthritis in your joints, that causes that cartilage to start wearing out a lot quicker. And when you do repetitious motion like we do, you know, constantly mashing thumb bars and constantly using your fingers and your hands 14, 15 hours a day, and shoulders, you know, for casting, setting the hook, you're going to wear out. And, you know, I'm getting them fixed one at a time, but a lot of them, when you get them fixed, they don't function good in cold weather. So you've got some drawbacks, but you don't have no pain.
You don't do too bad for a guy with no thumb and a bad shoulder, I'll tell you that.
That's,
you know,
right. Repaired elbow. I got a bionic elbow, a bionic thumb, and a broke shoulder, but I'm still catching them.
Well, you know, you go back to that Hemp Hill Gang. One thing I think it was pretty cool about that group, you guys were all Skeeter owners, you know, and that's all changed. But that was really the first premier staff of fishermen that you had.
That's right. You know, Skeeter was the big boat back in them days. Ranger was there, but it wasn't like it is now. It was, you know, we were close, and that's why we were all Skeeter owners. And, you know, that whole group run Skeeter boats back then. And you know something? There's a lot of things to be said about bass fishing, but people don't really realize a boat's bottom has a lot to do with everything about how good a boat is. And old Alan Stinson, he built that bottom for Skeeter, and then he built the bottom for Nitro. Then he went up there to Stratus and redid the bottom on that Stratus, and I'm still running Alan Stinson hull. So that's pretty sweet.
Well, no doubt about it. And Larry, you know, it's always a pleasure to get to talk to you. The legend really fits you very, very, very well. And if you think about it, you know, when you look at legends of our sport, I think sometimes that's used too loosely, but an icon, I guess, comes to mind better. And I really appreciate you spending time here with us on Legends Radio.
Well, I'm sure glad I could be here, Terry. You know, I see a lot of things going on in this industry that sometimes makes me mad, and you got all these so-called elite tournaments, and you got some guys ain't there that should be there. No matter what they're catching right now, they should still be there. They didn't bar Arnold Palmer or Jack Nicklaus from coming to the U.S. Open because they were getting old and feeble. They brought them there because they were who they were. I keep up with Bass Fan. I see some of the stuff that comes across that screen, and when you've got guys who are elite in this sport, you don't kick them out just because they're getting old and not catching fish like they used to. They're there for people like you and me.
Well, there's no question about it, and I agree with you 100%, and I hope that changes. I hope that the elite get to be the elite, and really the elite, and hope you guys get a fish together a couple more events somewhere down the road. I hope that happens.
I do, too. I'd love to see Denny and Rick and, you know, Gary Klein ain't no young puppy no more either. They're all getting up there a little bit in age, but, you know, hopefully someday I can get together and we'll fish another event together.
Well, Larry, thanks for being with us at Legends Radio.
Thank you very much, Terry.